Jeremy Bradley here once again, joining you live from the Phoenix area. I should almost talk a little bit quieter because the sun's not even up yet. I think it's 5 in the morning and I'm here at Rainbow Riders and I'm about to go up in a hot air balloon. I'm here with Patrick, who, this isn't your first day doing this, is it?
No, it's my third.
Third
actually.
Day, okay. Well, yeah, I feel much better now. No, but you are one of the, is the head pilot? What's the term?
I am head pilot for Rainbow Riders Phoenix. We're in three different locations. We have Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Colorado Springs. I'm head pilot for our Phoenix location.
Okay, so this morning there isn't too much wind. That, I'm guessing, is a good thing or a bad thing? Do you want wind to sort of guide us? How does this whole thing work?
We don't like too much wind. Okay. We want to see it about 12 mile an hour or less on the surface. Once we're in flight and we're moving with the wind, you can tolerate higher speeds, but the faster the wind is on the surface, the more exciting the launch and the landing will be. So we try to keep it under about 12.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, this morning is, for goodness, I'll say, is the word.
Today was a fantastic day.
Okay.
We've got about 5 to 10 miles an hour, pretty consistent, even higher speeds up aloft, so
all right.
Ideal day.
We'll see how, as long as nothing changes. Could it change drastically, though, from the time that we're here on the ground now to the time we get up there? Like, we're up there for about, an hour or so?
Yeah, we're typically up there for about 45 minutes to an hour. In that relatively short window, we don't see real drastic changes in weather. If we have anything that's conducive to real rapid changes like that, we just don't fly. We get as much information as we can before we decide on doing any of this.
And you were telling me before that it's very rare that this time of the year in April that you would have a cancellation. It's usually pretty calm in the mornings.
That is correct. Typically, our morning flights in Phoenix, we only cancel about 10% of our morning flights.
Okay. So I envision this to be one of two things. Tell me if I'm wrong here. One visual that I get is the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory at the end when they're going up in that elevator kind of thing, and then they burst through the ceiling, and then they're out flying around. And the other one is basically looking through an airplane window. Is it like either of those things?
I would say no. Definitely not the rising through the roof part.
Okay, well, okay.
No. Movement in a balloon is very subtle. You don't feel a lot of sensation of movement or motion. Plus the slower speeds that we travel, you don't feel a whole lot. A plane window, you still have a sensation of movement with a plane. You can get turbulence and stuff like that with the balloon. I've compared it to just standing on a platform and watching the world go by underneath you.
Okay. I'm not too scared. So let's do this. Should we bring this baby up and see how we go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
It should only take us about 5 or 6 minutes to get everything unloaded, about 10 minutes to inflate the balloon, and we'll be off.
So here we go. All right, so we're going to get back to the music here on the show. You can go to phoenix.jbonair.com to check out all of the highlights. And when we come back, we'll be high. I hope we still have signal. We're not too far away, but hopefully you'll still be able to hear me when we come back live from Phoenix.